Welcome to my slothy podcast. I am Flan, that's Spider Everett, that's Bridge Broussard, and that's Ben Wood. G'day.
Hello.
Hello.
How's Monday working out for you?
I don't mind Mondays.
Yeah, tell me about your Monday.
Although, no, because I watch Bold and Beautiful Fast Tracked, which means I don't get the new one until Tuesdays.
What's going on? That's my first world problem. You know, I followed that story for 10 years when I wrote for Triple M in Sydney.
I know what you're going
to
say.
And I used to watch the last scene before First at 5 News every day. That's all I watched. And I could follow the story from 30 seconds of watching it.
Whacka whacka.
You know what?
That's like saying I've got a head for radio. I've heard that a million times.
Whacka whacka.
Oh, I so know that. I know.
Right, then take us more deeply into it.
My mum used to watch Days of Our Lives. And Bold and the Beautiful.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Yep.
Knitted the whole time. Couldn't interrupt her undies.
No.
This is undies. Did you ever sit down with her and have a look?
Couldn't help her out, no.
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 Yes, you did. You have admitted that.
I watched it once.
Flan. Spider has admitted. And it wasn't once that when Cherie wasn't home, he would have a cheeky Chardonnay and watch The Bold and Beautiful on his own.
Oh, hello.
Was it out of a cask as well? It was. Would have been good Chardonnay too. Just imagine it.
I was lying. I have watched it a couple of times, but Bridge fills me in now.
That reminds me very much of the first time I watched Bathurst with a mate from up here, and he came over to help me with a bit of a leak. We had a water leak, just bought the house, and over he came. I didn't have any beer, and it was Bathurst Day. we had to dig a big hole, big muddy hole. We were completely covered in mud, but we wanted to go and watch the race, right? So we had to strip our gear off. We're down to our undies. We're covered in mud. We went inside. There's no beer. What was left? Bottle of champagne. Poured us a glass of champagne each. We're sitting in the lounge room in our undies covered in mud drinking champagne, and my wife walked in and ruined everything. Look, speaking of TV shows, SAS is on tonight, Channel 7. We're going to have a yak to Merrick Watts about this, but, you know, look, that chat's already happened. I was pretty impressed, Spider, with this isn't reality TV. This is just reality. This is what it's like to train for the SAS.
Well, he reckons it's 80% mental. So it'll be unbelievable to have a go at it.
Well, I would have thought that Merrick's way more than 80% mental, having met him on a few occasions. Bridget, do you reckon you'd get through something like that?
I think mentally Spider would be amazing at it.
I think you should go on Series 2, Spider,
If Spider was on there, he would push me to do it.
Yeah.
As in if I was on the same episodes as
team.
You.
All right, well, you two have known one another 10 years. If you're both on the same app, could you get Bridgie through the tough stuff?
Yeah, we'll get through it.
You get through it?
Oh, mentally I'm mental. Physically I'm mental. So
that summed it up perfectly.
That's the application right there.
Spider's had a mental gut full of Kiwis winning absolutely everything over the last weekend or so. He's going to spray them on behalf of Australia. And Victorians have had a really tough time in the lockdown, but they are whinging a little bit too much.
Yeah.
Don't know. We haven't been through that. But we have a very special message for all Victorians coming up pretty soon. But let's start with another voicemail we've laid our hands on. It's Russell Crowe, who's been really copping it in the press for dating a woman 26 years his junior. So he's ringing somebody, Leonardo DiCaprio, and leaving a voicemail because Leo's never dated anybody over 25 years of age.
He's an expert.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Leonardo, it's Russell, mate, yeah. Crowe, you know, actor, singer, poet, lover, writer, father, friend, you know, that Russell. My heart is heavy, Leo. My footy team, the Rabbitohs, gallantly defeated. The All Blacks flogged the Wallabies. Well, I love both countries. I take no joy from Australia versus New Zealand. Watching the Bledisloe for me was like the left half of me scraping the right half of me with a lemon zester. This country's been so kind. The press, Leo, they say my girlfriend is too young for me. Well, I'm 56. Well, she's 30, mate. You know, when we're both grown-ups. I mean, how do you do it, Leo? You've never dated anyone older than 25. I mean, I just looking at your Insta, mate, I see you've exchanged gifts with your girlfriend. You know, that's nice, mate. That's lovely. You bought her diamonds. She made you a pasta necklace for her Year 12 art project. Yeah. I wonder how well that went. Probably not very. Oh, she wore it to her grad ball that you took her to. And I see your directing her school nativity play, where she, of course, plays the Virgin Mary. How very woke. Oh, and you helped her build a diorama. Okay, see ya.
Well, new show on Channel 7 tonight, SAS. Looks like a real reality show. We can't wait to have a look at it.
They get put through their paces. And, you know, Chappelle Corby, James Magnuson, Shannon Ponton, Shayna Jack. So there's a couple of big names
in there. Yeah, Candace Warner, the Iron Woman, married to Dave Warner, the Australian cricketer, and Ali Utchin. G'day. I wouldn't push her out of a helicopter. It's an extraordinary show, this. What's that?
We've got another one of the celebrities joining us now, Merrick Watts.
There's some kind of schadenfreude in... I'm going to get off a little bit on seeing celebrities hurting. Is that a bad thing?
No, it's great. And that's what people should watch the show for, because if you've ever wanted to see celebrities get hurt, this is the show for you, and I love it. And I'm one of the people who gets hurt. In fact, in the first episode, I get hurt more than anybody. I actually get brain damage from Mitchell Johnson punching me so hard in the head that I... No, not legitimately. He punched my brain into the back of my skull, and then I went, you know what I should do? I should get up off the ground and ask for another one. So, particularly if you're a fan, and I know that there is, like, literally millions of people around the country who have always dreamed of seeing me get my head punched in. This is your opportunity. Enjoy it.
Hey, Merrick, like, people are so fascinated about the SAS. You know, it's something that a lot of people just, it's the unknown. How hard was it? Did they actually really put you through the paces similar to what SAS would go through?
Yeah, 100%. That's the whole point of it, is they actually take the exercises that you do every single day, and you do multiple exercises each day, they are drawn absolutely totally from SAS course selection in the UK. So the four British SAS soldiers who come out, the DS as they're called, come out, have designed it, and there's no trickery of television. You can see it very, very quickly how punishing it is. And what that does is it gives people like myself who've got an interest in the military and have always wondered, you know, what it would be like, you know, trying to pass selection for the SAS. It gives you a really, really clear vision of how inadequate I am. A crack at that.
We want you on that wall. We need you on that wall. Mate, what did you learn about the SAS that you didn't know before?
Look, it's really interesting. It's not something that I could ever have imagined. I think we all have a respect for our military, and obviously a respect for the special forces being, you know, the tip of the spear. And we talk about sacrifice, right? And we know that they're always prepared to sacrifice their lives for their teammates, for the country, for us, right? We know that that's the sacrifice. But the term sacrifice that I learned from them is that they literally sacrifice a part of their personality, a part of their mentality, a part of their thinking and their design that they can never get back, right? Once they pass selection, that type of thinking that they need to have to survive, that they need to have to protect their teammates and the country, you can never march back from that 100%. That is something that they are committed to for life. And that is a sacrifice that they know that they are going to make when they go and join those special forces units, that they can never, ever go back to an existence where they just retire and it's like it was before. It's not. It's a full-time commitment for the rest of your life to think and act in a certain way.
Well, there's lots of cold showers, cold weather, sleep deprivation. It's full on, but I want to know, Merrick, and I want you to be totally honest. No, don't worry, no one's listening. Who's the biggest whinger?
Besides me?
Yeah.
Yes. Who honestly thought, oh, no, we'll be looked after, wasn't prepared, didn't train beforehand and whinged the most? Be honest.
Look, to be honest, I don't think anybody whinges. There's no time to complain. If you go in there with a mindset that you were going to complain, I think some people got, you know, you get groans, but no one has the opportunity to whinge, because if you complain, if you whinge, number one, it falls on deaf ears, and number two, you will bring the attention of the DS onto yourself, and they punish people. When I say punish people, they punish people. And they punish for us in a way that it's undescribable. you'll see that. So I don't think it's not necessarily from him whinging. It was, but they really punished him, and that's what you would bring upon yourself if you were to complain.
Yeah, well, we know one thing that is coming, and that is Merrick getting his head punched in. That is tonight, yes, on Channel 7 at 7:30.
It's the psychological warfare, and quite frankly, we're happy to see you guys get punished, because a lot of you, we've seen you in TV shows where we're getting punished, having to watch it. Yep.
Yeah.
Ali from The Bachelorette, I'm looking at you. Sorry.
There was a huge, huge weekend of sport dominated by the Kiwis, and Spider has had a gutful.
Yeah, look. I don't know.
You're worried.
I'm just going to go for it. I am worried.
Just jump in the starting gate and go.
No, no. Okay, here we go. Ready? Because they're wrecking my life, and I'm not even in lockdown. Right. I'm talking about the Kiwis. Yeah. I am sick and tired of them absolutely winning everything there is.
You're on your
over
own.
Over the week, I know. Over the, they're even winning the Corona count. They got zero. Like, they can't. There's nothing they can't do at the moment.
They got one. They got one yesterday.
And this, good. This really, really hurts me. I know. And like, they won the Bledisloe 27-7, the All Blacks. Then, of course, we know Storm and the Panthers. They have a, they have a quite a few Kiwi players and vital roles they play in their teams to get them to the grand final. Even in the AFL. Like Dustin Martin, like he was a superstar on the weekend. He'll be another one. He's a big time player in big games. Good players play well in big games, but he's a Kiwi. Yesterday, Bathurst, Van Gisbergen wins.
Say carefully. Yep.
He's a Kiwi.
Yes.
Sure, he has a bet on my account.
Yes.
Ladbrokes account.
Yep. Mm,
you're a lovely one.
She wins. She's a Kiwi. Their Prime Minister wins by a landslide. Like, people like her.
Yeah.
And she wins.
Amazing.
She's won.
They can fly here.
Yes.
The Kiwis, they can fly to Australia and do whatever they want.
Can we go there?
We can't go there.
No, only one rule. The only way to go there is you have rapid decompression.
So we can't do anything. I am over the Kiwis winning everything. I am just sick and tired of this weekend was supposed to be a great sporting weekend.
Yeah.
And what did we get? I got a feedback every day about the Kiwis, about this, about that. Text messages coming from over the ditch on how good the Kiwis are.
Sucked in.
I know how good they are. Well, why don't you open up the airline so we can fly everything back to New Zealand? You can take our two national sporting games, premiership cups.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter if Storm or Panthers win it, you can take it. If Richmond win it, send Dusty and go back. You've got Bathurst and now you've got the Bledisloe as well. Open the borders so you can take all our trophies and nick off.
You've been sprayed by fire.
Sure is a winner. Because she married you.
Oh. Oh. Yeah, but there's only space for one Kiwi, isn't there?
I'm going to preface this with a disclaimer by saying, Victorians, we do think about you, and it's so good that they're easing some of the restrictions. That's fantastic.
Mm.
However, can you please refrain from everyone that doesn't live in Victoria, you're whinging when it comes to Instagram.
Oh.
Anything you put on there, like I'm putting a photo of a nice, you know, nice day at the beach. Oh, wish I was there. It's not fair. How come you get to go to the beach? We went on that yacht club the other night, Peter. The first thing on yours was someone from Victoria. Oh, well, lucky for you.
Yeah, gone from Nana's state to a Karen state.
Yeah, exactly. We normally get called rednecks, whatever. A friend of mine who's got like 50,000 followers, she's getting shamed a lot. She said, can you please... We should be able to post whatever we want.
Mm.
Let's remember, Victoria, you normally get the AFL Grand Final. Normally all the big bands. You get the Melbourne Cup.
Yes.
So
we miss out on all of that.
So
if a big band comes to where we are, it's on a Tuesday night.
Oh,
I mean, it's hell.
Australian
it's
Open.
Terrible.
We never get that. But we just wanted to let them know that, to a degree, we're with you.
It's just so hot. My hair's going really frizzy. Mm. And the water, it's just... It's too cold. It's 32 degrees still. I can't swim quite yet.
Oh, no.
And when I do, I get pruny.
Oh, and how hot's the sand when you walk down to the water?
Oh, my God.
And there's so much toilet paper in the shops.
I know.
Oh,
I know.
God.
I bought so much, I don't know what to do with it.
I had to line up for about 15 minutes to get a beer At the AFL finals.
Oh. At the finals?
Yeah, they only had two gates open for us to get in. Yep.
That's disgusting.
No, I don't know what to do with all my spare grand final tickets.
I don't know if I want to drive
all the way to Brisbane to see the grand final.
Long way. It's a long way.
I couldn't believe it the other day even. Mm. Went out skiing and they wanted to charge me $1.58 for fuel to put in my boat just to go skiing out there.
What?
Are you kidding?
No.
That's ridiculous.
Can I tell you I didn't know what to do because I had so many options of things to do outside of my 5K radius. I just went nowhere.
It takes so long to get home. Wow. If you finish having fun, that's you just want to be so home. Bad. So at least a 30-40 minute drive.
You know, Mum wants me to visit her in Brisbane at the retirement village and I just can't be stuffed.
I think all of us collectively want Victoria to know that We're all in this together.
Hashtag all in this together.
Bullshit.
It's the hashtag stay safe.
Look, that's it for the podcast. There's loads and loads of other episodes to check out here on the app or at triplem.com.au. And we're back with our radio show tomorrow morning from 5 on 92.5 Triple M.